This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The IMF, the International Monetary Fund, announced today that it is going to help relieve some of the debt burdens carried by some of the world's poorest countries when those countries suffer serious economic setbacks. And they are going to start, the IMF is, with the three West African countries hit hardest by Ebola. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that story.
To say Liberia was economically hit by Ebola would be a huge understatement.
Basically, everything stopped.
Stephen Radlett teaches global human development at Georgetown and advises Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf.
Fruit markets and food stalls were gone. No one was touching each other. Hotels were empty. The iron ore mines shut down. The palm oil plantations stopped.
Liberia, according to its Ministry of Finance, lost 25% of its annual revenue receipts because of Ebola. At the same time, it owes about $130 million to the IMF. Neighboring Guinea, also dealing with Ebola and also indebted, was spending more on debt relief than on public health. What the IMF has done is offer about $100 million towards such debts, freeing up money to go elsewhere.
It comes along with very specific rules that the money be used to develop social infrastructure, building hospitals and building schools.
Eric Lecompte is with Jubilee USA, which advocates for international debt relief. The IMF also expanded a system that offers debt assistance to poor countries for certain emergencies, like a hurricane or an earthquake.
Essentially, it's creating a global social safety net for the world's poorest countries.
Tony Addison is an economist at United Nations University. He says this kind of relief has long-term impacts.
Well, in the longer term, it enables countries to improve their credit rating.
But he says it doesn't prevent a country from spending itself into debt all over again in the future. And that, he adds, isn't just a poor country problem. Just look at Greece. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.